You know, when we talk about being rich, it's a, should I say, popular topic, but also a touchy subject for many people. And, you know, but usually when you think about being rich, what comes to your mind is, you know, having money, you understand, being able to afford things, be able to take care of things, you understand, being not being stranded because you don't have enough money and all that stuff, which are all good things and all correct things to think about, because technically if you have money, it means you can afford stuff, right? Yeah, but is that really the reason why many people are obsessed with getting rich? Like, sincerely, is being able to buy whatever you want the reason why many people are obsessed with getting rich? Well, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And, you know, well, welcome. This is the Volatile Times Podcast with Adisa Daniel, and you are in for a treat. Okay, so like I said in the intro, and as the topic suggests, I'm going to be talking about getting rich, but I'm not going to talk about how you get rich, you know, like really what do I know about getting rich, but I'm going to be talking about why I think for most people it's important to get rich, like the obsession with getting rich for most people. But before we get into it, I'd like to get this out of the way. This episode is brought to you by my sponsor, me. And God, yes, I don't have any sponsor. Moving on. Sorry. Okay, so, rich. Let's talk about that word a little bit. When you search for the word rich in your dictionary, any dictionary really, what are you going to be getting? And I'm looking at the dictionary right now. It's called English on Android. Like, literally, that's the name of the dictionary, English. And there was a time my friend asked me what dictionary I used, and I looked at him with a straight face, and I said, English. And he was like, yes, he knows, duh, obviously, but like, what is the name of the dictionary I use? And I was like, English. And I was like, dude, stop joking. I was like, dude, I use English. Get it? It was very confusing. It was until I searched the Play Store that I finally realized that, well, I was not being sarcastic. Like, I was literally saying I use English. Oh, God. Okay, back to what I'm talking about. The word rich in the dictionary, the very first meaning, which is exactly what we are going to be referring to most of the time today, is wealthy. Which is having a lot of money and possessions. Wealthy, having a lot of money and possessions, you know. And looking at the word wealthy itself, the meaning in dictionary, there are two meanings here. It says possessing financial wealth, rich, abundant in quality or quantity, profuse. Profuse is spelled P-R-O-F-U-S-E. And I am not going to look for the meaning of that one, because we can just keep looking for the meaning of words over and over and over now. But you know, yeah, there's barely any circle in life where if you are using the word rich referring to an individual or a group of individuals, it does not mean money. Usually there's barely any time where if you are talking about somebody and the word rich, where rich does not mean money, like it barely exists. According to my findings and according to my own perspective, it barely exists, you know. And usually, sometimes the word, saying somebody is rich sometimes in circles has been almost like an insult or like a derogatory term. And there was a time in Nigeria, being rich was a controversy. And I'm not talking about pastors. I'm talking about in general, being rich was kind of like a controversy. I can't remember exactly when, but I remember I was still in school back then. And I used to have these arguments with some people, these discussions in church whenever I come back home, and you know, all these things. And, you know, now from the Christian side, I guess it was because of a lot of misconstrued and misinterpreted verses, you understand, that talked about having money. You almost like as if the way people were interpreting it was like as if the Bible was saying you shouldn't have money, or you cannot, or you should not be rich, which I think is one of the reasons people have problems with pastors that are rich, but I'm not going to go there, you know. But like I said, I'm not going to be talking about how to get rich, because frankly, what do I know about getting rich? Like, Baba is not rich, so until I am rich, then I'll talk about getting rich. Yeah, let's move on. So, why do I think it is important to get rich, or why do I think most people consider it important, even an obsession really, getting rich. I believe there are a lot of factors to it. First off, let's start small. Affordability. Yes, having money is good. I don't think there's ever a time where I've had money and I was like, ah, how I wish I didn't have money. Like, nigga, fam, I said, how I wish I had more money, because technically, I need more money in my life right now. Like, right now, I need money. Like, Baba is on the edge of Brooklyn. So, but like, really, having money, I don't think most of the time is ever a bad thing. I think it is what you do with the money. If you have more money, you can help people, but also ruin people's lives. Yes, if you have more money, you can help your life, but also ruin your life. So, like, it's really, like, you know, it's a double-edged sword. There's the good aspect and there's bad aspect when it comes to the decisions you make. But money in and of itself is not a bad thing. I don't even think the Bible teaches money being a bad thing. You understand? If money was a bad thing, I don't think Jesus would have used money at all. So, yeah, that's the simplest reason why most people want to get rich. That's the simplest reason. But personally, I think it goes deeper. I think it is rightly about getting things, rightly about being able to afford and get material things, but I think most importantly it is about authority and acceptance and forgiveness. I'll repeat, I think it is about authority, acceptance and forgiveness. Now you might be wondering, authority, okay, you understand that. Acceptance, maybe, but forgiveness, that seems strange, especially from the Christian perspective. According to how we understand forgiveness from the gospel, getting money would not afford you forgiveness. You understand? So, disclaimer, obviously I am not talking about forgiveness of sins. Actually, in a way it is, but I'm not talking about the Christian forgiveness, you understand? I'm not talking about God forgiving humanity for sins. I'm talking about forgiveness from person to person, or rather just to the concept of a person's actions, basically. Now, let me take things one by one, and, you know, analyze or present exactly my line of thought. Please just hold on for me. I'd like to write what I think. Okay, so let's get into this. First and foremost, like I said, it is authority. Authority. Now, let's look at the dictionary to find out what the word authority means. Yes, I like to quote things according to how they are. So, authority means the power to enforce rules or give orders. Authority means a power to enforce rules or give orders. Another meaning is a person accepted as a source of reliable information on a subject, or, you know, but basically it is, authority is power to enforce, power to make things happen, you understand, to keep things, to impose. So that authority can be in many forms. Authority can be in many forms. Number one, let's see. A very innocent form of authority is keeping things in check. And sincerely, I've found that when you have a lot of money in hand, you can actually keep the lead on a lot of things. You, on your health, first of all, you know, you can quickly, if it is to get a drug when you feel yourself slumping around, or to quickly go to the hospital for a checkup every week, something like that, you understand? If it is to make sure that your child is going to a good school, make sure that, you know, that you let your voice be heard, because, you know, being somebody of financial influence actually gives you a little bit of social influence. Yeah, because let's face it, some of us know exactly how we react to those around us who are much more financially stable, or should I say much more financially able than we are. We tend to gravitate to them in a position, where to gravitate them into a position of authority. And what does that mean? We tend to look up to them in a way. We tend to treat them with much more respect than other people who are on your own level, or dare I say, below your own level. And again, I'm talking financially. All human beings are equal as far as we want to talk moral things. All human beings are equal in the eyes of God. All human beings are the same. You understand? And God loves all of us equally. But I am talking about money here. And when we talk about money, not all, everybody is not equal. All hands are not built equal when it comes to financial things. So, like I was saying, you know, keeping things in check. Also, the kind of authority money gives you, it makes you get heard. Like, people tend to listen to those who are rich. It's the truth. People tend to listen to those who are rich. If I have, let's say for instance, I have two uncles. Now, one uncle is an imbecile. And by imbecile, I don't mean literally. I just mean he's just not a nice person. Let me put it that way. He's just not a nice person. And then I have another uncle, BSc, MSc, PhD, PhDs, PhD, MSc, HIV, DA, VMV, PLEV, HI Tech, all of them. He has all the degrees. But only one of them is rich. Okay, let me say uncle with PhD is comfortable. Eh? And then uncle that is just not a nice person is really, really rich. Really, really rich. Now, when these two uncles come together, and let's say there's a dispute in the family, or the family needs to make a really big decision, the funny thing is people are going to want to listen more to uncle who is rich than uncle who has the knowledge and the expertise to make accurate decisions. Why? Because money shines. Money blinks, money glimmers. And you know, people like shiny things, people like things that glimmer. And also people like somebody who can contribute to their pocket. Uncle will probably, you know, agreeing with him will probably stroke his ego, and then uncle will donate into everybody's pocket if he's feeling like it's a good day. You understand? And we've been in these situations many times before where we see people who have money more than us, or who are financially stronger than us, being treated better, be given better treatment, better preferences. You understand? All those kind of things. And these things are real. It's prejudice, I know, but sincerely, it is one thing that getting rich affords you. And also, you get to command people. You get to have a certain type of control or right over people. And sincerely, that kind of power is, there's this adrenaline it pushes into your body. You understand? You say jump high, and then, you know, they don't even ask how high, they just jump the highest they can jump. You understand? You get to have a certain amount of control over people. You get to have a certain control over how people interact to you, with you, sorry, how people interact with you. So, like, yeah, authority. The money brings authority. Money brings authority in a lot of ways. Money brings authority. You know, you can you imagine this. If you have a car and you're on the road, everybody on the road has a car, right? Everybody is equal in that sense. But then when you now start talking about the type of car, everybody is not equal. Imagine if I am driving a Lamborghini. Do you think a Lamborghini and a 504 are the same thing? They are both cars, yes, but really not in the same category, not even in the same grade. In fact, they should not be on the same road together. Understand? So take for instance, if a police is doing a stop and check, a police might not even do a stop and check in Nigeria for somebody who is riding a Lamborghini. Like, in fact, I watched a video where somebody was riding a Lamborghini, got down and slapped a police officer in his car because the police officer for some reason wanted to overtake him or something like that. And really, if that was a Molware driver or just a regular car owner, that policeman would have gotten down, beaten the shit out of him, and gone home to his wife to eat dinner. But do you know what happened? Nothing. Lamborghini guy got back in his Lamborghini and drove away. Why? Because the authority that came with having money was really strong. And in Nigeria, where we are very, very sensitive to money, it's a lot. So basically, like, that is how I feel about it, like the authority that money brings. Secondly, the reason why I think people are very, very obsessed with getting money is acceptance. It's acceptance. Now, Nigeria, take for example now, you have a celebrity, a female celebrity, and she wears a particular dress that shows a little bit of her cleavage, a lot of her back, and you know, she wears that to a gala or a party, you know, like, some people are obviously going to go, it's too revealing, but the public at large is going to just be like, oh wow, she looks really good, she looks this and this and that, like Yabo joke is killing it, Messi Aigbe is this and that, and sincerely, those are the only names I know, that's why I spoke about them. You know, but like, I've literally seen some women wear clothes that look like as if they went to go and borrow feathers from chickens, and you know, like, but when you look at the reaction of the public, they're like, oh my god, revolutionary, Kinecon is bae, flying on angel wings, something, and in my mind I'm like, auntie, you look like a bird. But do you know the reason why she's not being dragged by her weave on the floor and, you know, across the streets? It's majorly because she's a celebrity and she's rich. If you wore something like that to a church service, you understand? The same people who liked it on Twitter, the same people who retweeted the picture and went, yeah, are the same people who are going to drag you on holy ground. Sincerely, they are going to use you to wipe the floor. You see those, Kenny, what do they call feather in Yoruba again? Whatever. The feather, they are going to use it to clean the church floor and use it to rub the anointing on all the holy places. You understand? Like, sincerely, being rich brings a level of acceptance, sincerely. Look at Naira Marley, for example. Naira Marley would not become a hip-hop icon. Neither would he become a cultural icon if he wasn't rich. Sincerely, if he wasn't rich, he wouldn't become any of that, any of those two. And like, I saw a picture, Naira Marley was busy rolling weed or whatever it is that he was rolling while he was being guarded by police, not just security people, policemen. And I was like, isn't this the same policeman who arrests young men on the streets for smoking weed or for just smoking? Like, there was even a time where they went to Biapala and arrested people in daytime and said their crime was drinking in daytime. Yet they are the same people who will guard some other people when they are doing the exact same thing. Why? The only distinct reason is because one is rich and one is not. One is rich and one is not. Also, you know, if you are also being rich for some reason, gives you leeway with a lot of people. A lot of people are friendlier to you when you're rich. A lot of people are, at least this is from my own perspective, I know this doesn't hold water across the board, but we have to think about it like this. It happens, you understand? People become much more accepted, their opinions are much more valued, their perspective are much more adhered to, you understand? Even sometimes their life philosophy becomes the philosophy of some other people just because they are rich, and you know, their richness gains them authority, which gives them popularity, which in turn gives them acceptance, and you know, it in turn becomes approval. And sometimes somebody who will be doing something wrong, but just because, you know, we know sometimes somebody is doing something wrong, you get, but because maybe this person is somebody who helps our pocket out, or sometimes, you know, we just like a particular rich person, we tend to make excuses for them, and I'll elaborate that on that in the next point I'm going to make, which is forgiveness. But let me give an analogy. When a thief steals chicken, everybody scorns him, everybody, you know, beats him up and everything, and when they talk about him, they talk about him in disdain, right? But then let's give it a flip. Take for instance, it's an emperor who stole chickens. When people talk about it, when people remember that act, you know, they are just going to laugh about it. Like, you know, they're just going to laugh about it and stuff. And, you know, it's become something like a joke. It becomes something like, you know, and then, you know, you start hearing people say, even successful people had tough times. They had times where they had to do things that were deplorable and everything. And the fact is, both actions are the exact same thing. Both actions are literally the exact same thing. But there's only one difference. There's only one difference there in how people perceive the story, in how people remember the memory. It is the one became rich and the other is not. Or should I, let me put it in precedence. One is rich and successful, but the other is not. He's just a basic hoodlum. You understand? So that is what I'm talking about, you understand? Like, in a way, like, the action becomes accepted in a way. Like, it's, you know, you make excuses and be like, yes, there were times before they succeeded, you know, day to day suffered and everything. And then we tend to like almost justify wrongdoings, you understand? So like, in a way, get accepted despite your past. Even though normally, no matter what the financial status of anybody should be, no matter what the social status of anybody should be, everybody should be treated with a modicum of dignity and respect. And as a Christian, I believe there is forgiveness for every single person. Yes, as long as you are willing to accept it. And you know, the Bible dictates that as a Christian, you know, you should forgive people, period. You should forgive people, period. Doesn't mean that forgiveness you know, you forgive them, you will not put yourself in a vulnerable position again. No, it just means forgive them. But you know, we tend to want to forgive people based on status, either social status or in this case financial status. So that's one of it. So second reason why I think people are obsessed with getting rich is acceptance. Now, what do I mean by acceptance? First off, again, let us look to the dictionary for what the word acceptance means so that we don't put it out of its context. Acceptance is the act of accepting, a receiving of something offered with satisfaction, basically, especially, or approval. That is, let's look at what the meaning of the word approval means. An expression granting permission. So basically, we can take it like this. People are obsessed with getting rich because of acceptance, which translates to approval. Now, why do I think this matters? Why do I think this is one of the reasons? It's because we live in a society where we live in a world where as much as we like to cry, you don't care what people think, you don't care what society thinks. The thing is, the only reason why we're saying we don't care what people think and we don't care what society thinks is because we really do care what people think. What people think matters. Take it, leave it, go your way. Yes. And really, really, let's think about it. If you really don't care what people think, if you really don't care what people think, you will not try to please anybody, like, at all. You will not try to do things, like, sincerely, you will not even try to toast girls and try to impress them. You will not try to dress well so that people will like your Instagram pictures. You will not use filters. You will not wear makeup because, you know, a lot of people like to think that wearing makeup is about self-esteem. No, girl, it is, majorly it is not. It is about attraction. Do you understand? It's about attraction and approval. And when somebody goes, "Oh, girl, you're fine," that immediately translates to accept. That immediately translates to acceptance, which becomes approval. Yeah. So it is about approval. But in what way? In what way are people looking to be accepted? In what way are people looking to be approved that they think getting rich is going to be the best way to go about it? Best way to go about it. And sincerely, it is about value, it is about worth. It's about worth. Sometimes we look at, you know, we look at celebrities and then we go online and be like, how much does so so and so earn? What is their net worth? Do you understand? And no matter how great an actor or a singer that person is, once we realize that the person's net worth isn't that much, isn't above, dare I say, 5 million naira, the value of that person instinctively reduces in our minds. No matter how well, how great we like their songs, you understand, no matter how much we even if it is 0.1%, it kind of reduces, you understand. And sincerely, it is not necessarily our fault that happens. We've just been raised to think that, you know, money matters way much more than it should. And sincerely, the world runs on money. The world is an economic world, and the economy runs on money. Do you understand? The economy doesn't just run on jobs, it runs on how much the economy produces, how much it makes, you understand? Basically, the economy itself is like another person, and you know, you only judge the economy by how much you make. If you don't make that much, you are nothing in this society, which is basically how many people take things. Okay, so moving on to the last one. Remember, the first one is authority, the second one is acceptance, which translates into approval, and then the last one is forgiveness. Now, following the tradition that, you know, we've been following since, let's go to the dictionary to look at what the meaning of forgiveness is. And forgiveness is the readiness to forgive. The readiness to forgive, and forgive in general is just a pardoning. Basically, you are pardoning somebody. So basically, forgiveness in this context is the readiness to pardon somebody's actions. Basically, readiness to pardon somebody's actions. So take, for example, the example I gave before about the rich guy and the poor guy, the thief and the emperor. You understand, both of them committed the same acts of theft, which was stealing two chickens, and that was done in the past. But whenever somebody remembers that, for the thief, for the poor guy, it's always in disdain, it's always with disapproval, you understand? But then whenever we tend to remember stuff like that for a rich guy, we tend to go, there was a time you two struggled, gone, that will no man hustle tele, stuff like that, you understand? And then by doing that, we automatically create a pardon for that person, we automatically create a pardon for those actions, and then instantly forgiveness comes. We tend to not remember that, that was a wrong thing. We tend to not remember that, that was a crime. You know, even if an emperor had committed so many atrocities in the past before he was an emperor, by the time he's an emperor, whenever people remember it, people usually don't take it as something to incriminate him, which is basically war stories, you understand? I think there was a time where Cardi B was like, you know, she used to drug guys. I don't know how true this is. I'm reading off something I read somewhere, or was it something I was told? So please don't take this as 100% fact or even fact at all. So she was like, you know, she used to hustle guys, and what that basically meant was she used to basically like drug guys, you know, after giving them lives, and steal their money and stuff like that. And now here's the funny thing, if Cardi B wasn't popular and she just released a video like that on the internet talking about that, people would want to trash her. Most people want to troll her. Most people want to drag her on these streets with her wave on, you know, sliding in the mud. But, and I'm very sure some people try to do that. But here's the funny thing. Now she has fans. Now she has a large following, you understand? And many of those people, instead of going that, my God, that was so bad, that was so deplorable, many people go, you know, things were hard that time. She was hustling. She had a goal in mind. She couldn't let, in fact, I'm very sure some feminists would go, you know, she was watching out for herself. She was doing this and that. She wasn't letting any man dictate for her. She wasn't letting any man control her body and control her pleasure. Blah, 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 blah. Legal, da, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba, ta, 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 pa, 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 pa. And you know, if you are still the person with your moral compass intact, which means you don't like Cardi B, you try to be like, no, what she did was wrong, and then our fans will come for you, they'll come to defend her, they'll come to put you down. And what you realize at that point is basically a pardon has been created, a pardon has been made, she has been forgiven of those actions. Do you understand? In the mind of the public at large, it was not a crime, it was a thing of circumstance, it was a hustle. Do you understand? It was struggle before she could make it. You get? It was struggle before she could make it. And if anybody tries to point out that, no, that was a crime, that was wrong, what you get is you get beheaded, and then your body gets dragged along the highway tied to a truck. And then that truck drives you through the desert, and then your body starts dismembering by itself, you know, into pieces, and then your pieces are chewed on by hyenas and coyotes, and then we don't know whether your soul is even intact and whether it goes to heaven or hell. Probably stuck somewhere in purgatory, you understand? Being feasted on by angelic babies that never got to make it into life.
Yeah, I know. That was a gross over-exaggeration. But basically, the internet can be brutal. The kind can be brutal. That's basically what I mean. Okay, so basically, you understand what I'm saying. Understand? Now, if she wasn't popular, if she wasn't rich right now, if she hadn't, quote-unquote, made it, barely anybody would come to our defense. And, you know, what you just have... Take Toto Dike, for example. Now, Toto Dike, I saw one picture of Toto Dike posting... she posted a picture like... That dress should have just started from the belly down, because that was barely covering everything. It was just covering nipples. And then, do you know what was the caption of that post? She posted, Rhapsody of Rehalitins. Rhapsody of Rehalitins. Shineke Godzums. And then when I saw the comments, you know, barely anybody reacted to the fact that picture was not in line with the content of the post. You understand? And I have an inkling it's because, one, because she's beautiful, yes, let's not lie. Great boobs, let's not lie. But also, her wealth probably has something to do with it. Her wealth probably has something to do with it. You understand? So it's basically like that. That's how I see it. You understand? When you become rich, people tend to like to forgive you. Like, let's say you were the black sheep in the family. Understand, when you wanted to go to you have, you know, singing talent, when you wanted to go to that place to sing, you know, when you were, you know, keeping your food money, this is me avoiding to say you spent your school fees on me in the music career, when, you know, keeping your food money back then in secondary school to be able to make it to go and perform at somebody's show or somebody's birthday or stuff like that. You understand? Your parents were beating you. You all more come more. You kini kop kini kop. And red losses kui walo fe kori show badu sha show. Ah she show wa okay. Ah yeah lo je bi kini kop kini kop. Hesemish. You understand? That kind of thing. So this bitch should shut up. So, you know, it's kind of like that. But then let's say one day you blow. Your network turns to 8 million naira per 6 months, not even per 12 months, per 6 months. I know that's not how you calculate it, but just bear with me. Do you know from black sheep you automatically turn into the lamb of mercy and favor? In fact, it would be like as if great Fortuna became your husband. When everybody was now going to remember all those days of unruliness, all those days of stubbornness, all those days of disrespectfulness and disobeying the rule of law of your parents and everything, it's going to be war stories. It's going to be a fun memory. Do you understand? It's going to be, remember that time? Yeah, and everybody's going to go, oh no, somebody there. But let's say you did not blow. Do you know whenever they remember those stories, hey, Jesus, it's going to be with the greatest scorn and disdain you will ever get in your life. You got rich, you got pardoned. It's that simple. You got rich, you got what? You got pardoned. Simple. And you know, it's kind of like that. Like that's how I see it. So yeah. Anyway, now don't get me wrong, I am not saying becoming rich doesn't have its problems. Like I'm not saying rich people don't have their issues. Actually, getting rich comes with a lot of responsibility. There are more things you need to look after. The more money you have, the more things you realize you now have to spend on, you understand? But like, really, that's not the focus of this podcast, of this episode. We're basically just looking at why people are so obsessed with getting rich, which to me I think it is basically a thing of authority, acceptance/approval and forgiveness. Like those three things combined. Now, not obviously, not everybody who is going about, not every young guy or every young girl who is planning on having four boyfriends and every young guy who is planning on yahooing his entire life is thinking so intricately, obviously. But like at the cross of it, when you ask people, you understand, you get, you can do any how you want, you understand, you don't have to give anybody face, you understand, you don't have to be afraid of anybody. If any policeman wants to do kinikon, you just, you know, slap money, use money to slap their face and everybody will just shut up. And this is the perception I get from most people, most young people that I talk to concerning this matter of why are you so obsessed with getting rich, you understand. Yes, being able to afford anything you want is nice. Sincerely, I would love that. There are a lot of things I would love to afford. There are a lot of people I would love to help out. I would love to be able to give more to the gospel, and I pray God bolsters me financially so that I can give more to my church and the gospel. But most of the time, the reason why people are so obsessed with getting rich is not just so that they can buy anything they want. It's, you know, it's basically so that they can have that authority that they see other rich people have, or that they think other rich people have. You know, so they can have that acceptance, you understand. They don't, if they are sagging but they are rich, and then they come home, they drop money at home in the neighborhood, somebody is opening mouth, they just drop money into that person's pocket, you understand. That person automatically shut up and pardons the fact that they are not dressing well. All those kind of things, those are what people want. And the major reason why I think most people want that is because we live in a society that is so judgmental and likes to put you down if you are not in a status of great finance. You understand, like most people I believe will be perfectly okay living a comfortable, financially comfortable life. In other words, they are not rich, probably middle class, maybe middle class or upper middle class. They are not rich, they can't afford every single thing, but like they can afford enough. And you know, most people I think normally would be okay with that. But because, you know, if you cannot just drive a Bentley or drive a Tesla on the streets of Eko, you know, or you cannot just on a whim buy clothes and jewelry that amount to somebody's entire life, and by entire life I mean all the money that has been spent on that person since they were 0 years old to their current 25 years old. So you know, it's a lot. And you know, I see that as the reason why, because people, society likes to judge you based on how rich you are, especially in a country like Nigeria where economy isn't that great, where most people, you understand, most people are living very, very poorly. Let me put it that way. Very, very poorly when it comes in terms of finance, and their finance dictates their general standard of living and everything, you understand. So it's a really, really touchy subject, you understand. It's not just about getting out of poverty, it's also about those other things that I discussed, the thing with authority, the thing with acceptance, which turns to approval, and the thing with forgiveness, you understand. Technically you can say the approval and forgiveness are kind of like the same thing, but I just decided to split them up into two. Get so I believe those are the reasons why. If you don't necessarily have to agree with me, but I would like you to first of all think very well about it. And if you feel like there is something I missed, or something I should have added, or a perspective I should have added, I know some people probably think I'm biased. Maybe not. Personally, I have no problem with anybody getting rich, even for those three reasons. I have no problem with anybody. You do you, you get rich, as long as you help people and as long as it don't become a total POS. If you want to know what POS is, DM me, yells, or think about it, yells. So I think that's basically it for today. Yeah, I think that's really for today. Let me know what your thoughts are. You can at me on Twitter. I am at Daniel Briggs. Briggs is spelled B-R-I-G-G-Z, at Daniel Briggs. I think the current name on that handle is Ifoto Dulaney. I know it was a joke. I'm planning on changing it soon. So, you know, you can just think about it, you understand. Just think about it. I do know that getting rich comes with its responsibilities. I know that for some people it's purely about getting out of poverty and, you know, more better opportunities. But for the people at large, I base the content of this podcast, of this episode, on a generality. And generally I think, you know, it has to do with the things I talk about. Getting rich, the reason why it's an obsession, the reason why it's important for most people, I basically think it has to do with the things I talk about. So
Thank you very much for listening to me talk for so long. Thank you very much for hearing my opinions. If you agreed with it, thank you very much. If you don't, let me know what you didn't agree with. Like I said, you can talk to me, or you know, you can just send me a message on my timeline on Twitter or DM me, but please be polite, because I on social media I usually go with this. If you throw shade at me, I will throw an entire tree at you. That's basically it. If you throw unnecessary shade, I will throw the same unnecessary tree at you. You don't let me explain what that means, you understand? Just know that somewhere beyond my knives is a valley full of knives. That's basically it. Somewhere beyond my knives is a valley full of knives. That's a quote from one of Brother Kamau's various recordings on Instagram. I love that guy. You guys should check him out. Anyway, thank you very much once again. Please share on social media. Please share with your friends. You understand? Let's get the following bigger. Let's get the audience bigger. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you very much. Bye.